Good to have you listening to our program today. Hi, how are you? I'm Marcy Morrison Pierce. Well, the Jonas Project is about giving our veterans a chance after their years of serving our country, a chance in the arena of business entrepreneurship. With us to tell us about the Jonas Project today, we welcome John Kelsall, a co-founder of the group. John, great to have you here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
What is the whole goal of the Jonas Project?
The whole goal of the Jonas Project is to help veterans start and grow their own businesses, create jobs, hire other veterans, and hire other veteran spouses.
Veteran spouses as well included in the mix. Anything to benefit our veterans, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Give us a little history. Let's start with the name of your group, the Jonas Project. Why Jonas?
Well, the Jonas Project is in honor of my son. Navy SEAL was killed in Afghanistan on August 6, 2011, when the Chinook helicopter went down and we lost 31 heroes that day.
Oh, my.
Jonas always talked to us about wanting to give back, and we even started talking somewhat down this way, and Jonas made us very proud, so we're working very hard to make him proud and carry on his legacy.
I'm sorry for your loss, and
thank you
for your service to our country. Giving back, Jonas gave twice. He gave his life, and he gave this idea that would benefit our veterans.
Yes.
When did you start it? 2011 or 2012?
Actually, we lost Jonas in August 2011, as I said. Yeah. We submitted the application, actually, to the IRS on Terry's birthday, my wife's birthday, on October 2012. 69 days later, we got the IRS approval for us to be a 501c3 charitable organization, and we ramped up January 1, 2013.
The whole effort is not just about finding vets a job, but helping them start a business.
Yes, we saw so many of them coming back and trying to find jobs and having difficulty doing that. So we said, let's reverse engineer it and create the job for them by helping them start and grow their own businesses.
Right.
And we wrap around them for 2 years with incredible mentors. 88% of our mentors are veterans themselves. And we wrap around them with staff support. We help them prepare them with their business plan, help them get ready to go for funding. We have some limited in-house resources we can use for funding with our VOBs to get them started with small zero-interest loans on the first year. And then we also try to get them connected up with outside resources for funding.
All right. We're talking about veterans from what conflicts, John?
All they have to have is a DD-214. It doesn't matter. So if they are an honorably discharged U.S. veteran with a DD-214, their discharge papers, then we are going to work with them if they want to go after our services.
What would you say are the biggest obstacles for a veteran trying to start a business?
We don't have enough time to go into all of that. But the bottom line really comes down to our veterans have served us so well, but
yes,
their entire training and everything that they've done. The simple thing I can relate to is pretend you're on the line with your rifle and you're firing down line. You run out of ammunition, and you look at your buddy next to you and say, throw me an ammunition belt. Oh, wait a minute. Before you throw that, can I have 30 days terms before I have to pay you, and can I get a 10% discount on the ammunition? No. My point is that these guys and gals are mission-driven, and they are superb at what they do. The dollar is a completely different foreign language to them that they are not familiar other than just their own household usage. So the biggest thing we have to do is translate their skills and expertise from the military point of view into the civilian and teach them how to do what you need to do to be able to start a business. Another perfect example, we'll tell them, I need you to do a business plan. I get deer in the headlights. But I look at them and I say, before you go on a mission, you have to do an operations order before you go out that determines what are all your options, what supplies you need, when you need supplies, what skills you need, what equipment you need, everything you need, the intelligence on the enemy out there. And they said, oh, yeah, I know what an ops order is. But a business plan is an ops order with financials. We'll teach you the financials.
Yeah.
And then they're off and running. The hurdles are enormous and forever seem to be coming forward at one point or another, which is the reason we wrap around them for 2 years, because that's the time that most businesses fail us in within the first two to three years. So if we can wrap around them for that critical time, we can increase the probability of them succeeding. Most business, 80, almost some people would say 90% fail within the first 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
We're trying to bring that down to half that.
What kind of successes have you seen?
We've got some wonderful ones, and we're in 7 states right now and growing. One of our wonderful successes we have the most fun with is Monica Vasquez out of Texas. She's with E9 Construction Company, and she's hired 7 veterans herself. Another one is Bold Mariner, Michael Stacks from the Navy. He has hired 4 vets. He's got a brewing company that is now doing well in Virginia. Another one that we have that's fired up in Colorado is Ranger Captain Hot. It's called Hot Wash with Amon Reed, and that is a car wash that he's doing very well with. Of course, we have the MBSC group that is a security system here in California, Tony Mazrahi. He was a Marine. He's hired 15 veterans.
My goodness.
So we're really excited about that. We've got Blue Bowl Assemblers with Lieutenant Teague Savage is here in California, and he's just getting into his brick-and-mortar space. He used to be working through farmers markets. We also have a 4th and Olive with Daniel Tapia. It's going to be a French and German restaurant.
Huh.
Hopefully it's going to be that we're finalizing it right now. He got a beautiful loan that we were able to get for him to get cranked up. He hopefully is going to be opening the end of this month. We've got Millennial Family Entertainment, which is a female Army veteran. She's in build-out now for the Millennial Family Entertainment, kind of like a family arcade type of thing.
Huh.
She's also in California. We've got Jamie Chester, Army, with Apex Target System, which is a really cool target system that is very unique. And that, one, it's transportable, and two, you can do all of your scoring and everything on your phone, and you can program how the target range reacts. So we're really excited about that one. We've got a daycare center with a husband and wife, Army sergeant, and also an Army. They're Small Wonders Daycare Center. We've got Zickel with Lieutenant Commander Colin Supko with the Navy. Here in California is an e-commerce, so that's a quick rundown, and it looks like we've got 11 veterans that actually have started business and hired 26 veterans so far. So we're very proud of at least being able to start and get that much going.
I'm also
very proud to tell you we've won some phenomenal awards, one of which was the 2014 SBA Veteran Small Business Champion of the Year Award for Region 9. And my wife just won the L'Oréal of Paris Women of Worth Award. There were 6,000 women that applied and 10 were awarded, and there was a grant that came along with that. So all of our funds go towards supporting our VOBs, our veteran-owned businesses, with the exception of 2 people that we have on board that are paid, paid staff. One is the veteran himself, and the other one is a web developer that can develop websites for our veteran-owned businesses for around $1,200 to $1,500 for a beautiful 10-page website. If you go out into the market, number one, you don't have quality control.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, you can't be sure you're going to get what you need. When we have it in-house, we're going to make sure you get what you need and what you want, and at a price that's just cost to us. All the rest of us, the Kelso family, my wife, my daughter, who is she's a storyteller, by the way. She's the one that tells all of the stories out there. She does all of our marketing, our website, our Facebook page, all of our communications. So all of us are volunteers. We have about 34 volunteers total, only 2 paid staff.
What an exciting project, and what a lot of growth in 3 short years. You've benefited many lives.
Yes, and that's just the ones that have actually launched. We actually, in 2015, I'm very proud to report, we had 4,183 hours of volunteer work that translated into $472,565 worth of service, all pro bono.
Let me ask you this. For a veteran who's out there thinking they really don't have any place to go, really don't have any dreams of doing anything after their years serving our country, let me ask you, do they have particular advantages and strengths that they have gotten in the service that might indeed make him or her a great entrepreneur?
Yes, absolutely. Not only a great entrepreneur, but an incredible employee. Let me just digress just a second, and I'll come back and answer your question if I may.
Yeah.
The thing that we learned through the Jonas Project, there's 2 things we all need to give our veterans when they return. And it's 2 words, purpose, community. And let me explain. in the service, their purpose is very clearly defined. Their rank is very clear, their purpose, their job description, everything is very, very well defined as to what they're doing. So their purpose is extremely clear. The community is phenomenal because the guy or gal on either side of you would give their life for you. So the community is very strong, very, very close-knit. When they walk through that door and transition out, and it's literally that fast that they're no longer in the military when they transition out, the biggest thing we have to find for them and they have to find is now what? Where's my home? Where's my income? Where's my car? Where's my insurance? Where's my food? You know, where's my purpose? And most of all, more even so than that, where's my community? Because now nobody really cares about them except their family or their close friends. And it's that massive change, literally walking through the door, transitioning out, that is the biggest problem that most of our veterans have. And I'm very proud we found this out very serendipitously when we put two Marines together who had never met. And it was like it was two magnets just shooting right together. And they just took off. And we said, oh, back away and just let this magnificent stuff happen.
Right.
And that's where we learned about the purpose and the community very serendipitously. So kind of answering your question, they have a phenomenal community. They know how to be on time. They know how to make something work. They know how to go find pieces and put things together and make a mission happen. So who better than to hire somebody who's loyal, dedicated, on time, committed, and passionate about what they do than a veteran?
Right.
And their level of service, their level of leadership, their level of community, their level of teamwork is incredible.
Let me ask you, we've got a couple of minutes left here. I would like to know about some of your needs. Are you in need of mentors? What do you guys really need at this point in your development?
Two things. I'm calling it M&M, mentors and money.
Okay, that makes sense.
The mentors, we actually have two kinds of mentors. The primary mentors are the ones that wrap around for 2 years. Preferably those are veterans themselves. As I mentioned before, 88% of them are. And those primary mentors have started a business on their own. So they know what it takes to start a business from conception to success. Those are the ones that we really want to have is what we call our primary mentors. Then we have a different kind of mentor called a subject matter expert. These are the ones that we'll bring into what we call a veteran task force or a VTF, where I may need help with marketing or I may need help with accounting or I may need help with some legal issues or some incorporation issues or, you know, just short-term task force expertise, and that's what we call our subject matter experts that we'll bring onto the team to be able to support that BOB. So we need subject matter experts. The second one, obviously, is money, because the money allows us to hire more people that will allow us to take care of more veterans, and we'll have more funds available for us to be able to loan out to our VOBs. The loans that we hand out are zero interest for the first year, 2% for the third year, 4% for the third year and after. So they're very low interest because we want them to be able to have an opportunity to get going.
Sure.
And then after they are out there, and the 10 that I told you about, they're coming up fairly soon when they're really successful and solid in their business. We're going to be asking them to come back as mentors themselves and to come back and pay off that loan back to the Jonas Project. So now we have that loan fund available for the next VOB coming through. And therefore, we have a continuous cycle, which was one of my wife's absolute requirements of the Jonas Project, that it be sustainable.
All right, John, we want to know how to get in touch with you there at the Jonas Project to help out or to get help.
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website, www.thejonasproject, JONASproject.org. And, of course, you can call us. My phone number, you can call me direct, 323-687-5281.
That is John Kelsall, co-founder of the Jonas Project. John, all the best with what you do. Thank you for how you're serving our veterans. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
And a reminder that the views expressed in our program are not necessarily those of the station or management. You can learn more about Family Radio's commitment to serving the public by viewing our public file available now online by hitting the public information tab at familyradio.org or calling 1-800-543-1495.